Tjoj, hoe het sit jy, Klin? Hasik at ni ha'uk. I hope you all had a good lunch. We're back for our afternoon lecture. I will continue talking about Unit 19. And the topics of this afternoon's lecture will be how to ask how someone is and how to form the complete aspect of different feelings words. This is an area that I do not feel 100% confident in my knowledge. And for added pressure, I know Josh and Geneva have a library of info at their fingertips, which they will be checking as I'm speaking. Yes, I do hope to have a short practice. So I will tell you some things about how to ask, how are you feeling, and about how to say how I'm feeling in both continuous and complete aspect. And I think that should leave us time for about a 15-minute practice. Our first topic is how to ask someone how they're feeling. The basic question that we'll use is, Aqin Athak. Aqin Athak. In central and northern, this will just be Aqin Athak. Aqin Athak. Literally, this asks, how are you? However, we need to say some things about how this is used in Nuchanalth. The basic issue is that how are you is a very neutral question in English. In fact, usually when people say how are you in English, they don't actually want to know how you are. It's just a way of saying hello. But in Nuchanalth, when we ask how are you, we're literally asking for information, how are you? And in Nuchanalth, it is not a neutral question. Generally, how are you implies that there's some reason for the person you're asking to not feel okay. So it has similar connotations to asking weak shahehuk. Weak shahehuk is nothing wrong with you, implies that there's a reason for someone to feel bad. Similarly, aknathak, how are you, kind of implies, I heard you weren't feeling well, how are you now? Or I heard you just lost someone, are you feeling okay? However, there are cases where we really do want to know how someone is. We have no idea how they're feeling. And in this case, Aqin Athak is the proper question to ask. Aqin Athak. Just be aware that it can come with these connotations. The more neutral question, the more neutral way to ask how someone is to suggest something. So for example, Hawiak Thak, are you hungry? Nakmehahak, are you thirsty? These are neutral questions. This is the opposite of what you might think from an English point of view. In English, how are you is neutral. Are you thirsty suggests that I have some reason to think you might be thirsty. In Nuchanalth, it's the opposite. Nakmehahak, are you thirsty, is just a simple neutral question. I'm throwing that out there. I'm not assuming anything. I just want you to tell me, yes, I'm thirsty. No, I'm not. No, I'm not thirsty. Whereas Akanathak in Nuchanalth is the non-neutral question. Qua atlik, we just had a question about qua atlik. This is the indirect version of aqnatlk. So aqnatlk in central and northern literally asks, how are you? That is a direct question. Qua atlik basically asks the same thing, except that it's indirect. It's using indirect qua instead of direct aqn, and using weak mood instead of question mood. So this follows the same pattern as other indirect questions. Qua atlik can be embedded inside other sentences, whereas aqn atlik cannot. Also, aqn atlik is directly asking for information, whereas qua atlik tends to have that I wonder interpretation. Qua atlik is like, I wonder how you are. And it's a less direct question than aqn atlik. And we also find a difference across dialects in how much they like asking indirect questions like that. Generally speaking, my experience is that indirect questions like qua atlik are normal in central and northern regions, but not in Barkly Sound. Barkly Sound dialects generally do not leave bare indirect questions hanging out like that. An example of this is when we were working on the survival conversations. That project was started in 2014, and one of the most important, sentences we put in the survival conversations was, how does one say blah, blah, blah? In Barkly Sound dialects, we usually say, a'aku at ha'atha, How does one say that? We can say that the same way in Central and Northern. A'aqo'at'ath. How does one say? But in Central and Northern dialects, we also have the option of asking it indirectly. Wa'ati'ath is the indirect version of that. Wa'ati'ath, drinking glass. So when we were making the survival conversations, we made the decision to use the indirect question in Central and Northern dialects because it was easier to pronounce. Wa'ati'ath is easier for beginners to pronounce than a'aqo'at'ath. But when I went to do that in Barkly Sound dialects, the response I got was that indirect question sounds weird to us. We wouldn't say it that way. And that's why in the Barkly Sound dialects, even for beginners, the recommended question is a'aqo'at'ha'atha, the direct one. Before we leave today, I'm going to give you some time to practice in your groups, asking each other how you are. And you should vary the question. So your default question can be a'kan a'thak, how are you? A'kan a'thak. But you should also practice suggesting feelings. Ha'wek a'thak, are you hungry? Nakmeh a'thak, are you thirsty? Bo'ath a'tuhak, are you sleepy? To ithak, are you sick? And so on. The next thing to discuss is how do we respond? How do I say I'm hungry, I'm thirsty, and so on? Well, any of these feelings words can just take a mood ending, giving you a perfectly good sentence. So I'm hungry is ha'wiqtlah. I'm thirsty, nakmeh hamah. I'm sick, te'ithah. I'm sleepy, pu'athatumah. These are all good sentences. However, we need to think about aspect when talking about feelings. Like time and the weather, feelings are always changing. With respect to the weather, we usually don't see the moment when one kind of weather turns into another kind. Like the transition from dreary to nice and from not raining to raining is rarely sudden. We can rarely pin it down to a particular moment. So we're likely to use the continuous aspect when talking about the weather. We can use the complete aspect with the weather. So if I noticed that it just started raining, then the natural sentence would be mitl shi atlma. It has just started raining. Mitl shi atlma. That's an example of using the complete aspect when talking about the weather. That's the unusual situation where I noticed right when it started raining. Usually, I would just see that it's raining. I would be unaware of when it started. So usually, we talk about the weather in the continuous aspect. Mitlama. Mitlama. The reason for this is that those transitions are not abrupt, and we usually are not aware of them. Feelings are different. We are keenly aware of when our feelings change, right? When I'm happy and I suddenly become angry, I notice it and I know it just happened. So we're more likely when talking about our own feelings to use the complete aspect. To give you a concrete example, I'm hungry is ha'wiqtlah. Ha'wiqtlah. But that's not usually how I'd say it. Usually, I wouldn't worry about food until I start feeling hungry, and then I would let everyone know, "Hey, I've just started feeling hungry." Ha'wiqstu'atlah. Ha'wiqstu'atlah. What I'm doing there is I'm using the complete aspect to mean I have started to be hungry. And that is more natural with feelings than with the weather because simply because we're more aware of changes in our feelings. Thank you for that, Geneva. Geneva is making an important cultural point, which is that one does not usually ask in Inuit culture, are you hungry, are you thirsty? One shares what one has. So as a result, some of these conversations we're talking about are not culturally appropriate or not appropriate for certain cultural contexts. In fact, this came up just the other day while I was working with Bob. He told me about how his late mother-in-law would often say that. She would remind her children, don't ask people what they want, just give it to them. It may help when we're doing this to imagine that you're talking to your partner, that is someone who you have blunt conversations with, as opposed to polite conversations, or that you're talking to a small child, right? Small children, we talk to more openly about their feelings, and we might ask them, are you hungry? Are you thirsty? How do we form the complete aspect of our feelings words? I considered giving you all of the complete aspect forms. I think that would have quickly taken us over the 30-word limit. So this is another case where instead of memorizing a whole bunch of words, I'm going to try to help you learn patterns that you can apply to many new words, even words you don't know yet. We can divide the words in our feelings unit roughly into three groups concerning how they form their complete aspect. First, there are words where the complete aspect is formed on the bare root. An example of this is tuhok. Tuhok is afraid to make the continuous. Tuhok, afraid, continuous aspect, that is being afraid without beginning or end. To form the complete, that is to start being afraid. We chop off the continuous aspect uk, leaving us with tuh, and then we add shitl. Tuh shitl is the complete aspect form of afraid. So tuhok, afraid without beginning or end. Tuh shitl, to get afraid, start being afraid. That is one type of complete aspect formation. There are also words where we do not chop off that continuous aspect ending. Instead, we just add shit onto it. And I'm not positive about this, but I believe that wa'ak is one of these. So I don't, if we want to say start being embarrassed, then as far as I know, the best way to say that is wa'ak shit. Wa'ak shit. So I'm not 100% certain about this because I haven't checked it with enough speakers, but I believe that when we form the complete aspect of wa'uk, we simply add shit to the end of it. So it's similar to ha'uk, ha'uk, ha'uk shit. And we can contrast this with words like tuhuk, where we chop off the continuous aspect before we add the complete aspect. The third class of words is words that have irregular complete forms. There are lots of endings in Nuchanov that have special complete aspect forms. But once you know the pattern, it's easy to apply it to other words. One example of this is te'ich, meaning sick. Te'ich ends in the ending ich, meaning indoors or on the floor. Literally, te'ich seems to mean drifting on the floor. So it describes someone who's too sick to get up and get around, and they're just lying there suffering in bed. Te'ich. The ending ich is so fundamental to the language that it has its own special complete aspect form, which is pitch, pi lambda. So the complete aspect of te'ich is ta-pitch. Te'ich, sick without beginning or end. Ta-pitch, to become sick, start being sick. Te'ich wa'in George. I hear that George is sick. I don't know when he started being sick. I just know he's sick now. Te'ich wa'in George. Ta'pi'at wa'in George. I hear that George got sick. Ta'pi'at wa'in George. O yeha COVID. I hear that George caught the COVID. The endings uct and sukt. As I was saying, the endings uct and sukt, which are used in lots of emotion words, have special complete aspect forms. To form the complete aspect, take off the lambda of the continuous aspect and replace it with stu lambda. For example, ha'wik is hungry continuous. Ha'wik'stut is hungry complete. And this works for every single word that ends in uct or sukt. Let's take chimkt, happy. Become happy, chimkstut. Angry, usukt. Become angry, usukstut. It will take a little practice to get used to this new ending, but it will, once you get used to it allows you to form the complete aspect of literally dozens of words. And any word whose continuous aspect ends in uct or sukt forms its complete aspect with stut. I wasn't recording, but I am now. We had a question. So Lindsay noticed that with uxt, both the continuous and the complete form end in a lambda. So she said, can't we just say that we're sticking a stu in the middle? And I don't think that's a good way to think about it, because even though uct and uxt both end in a lambda, those are different kinds of lambda. The lambda at the end of uxt is a complete aspect lambda, and that lambda drops before hardening endings like ut, right? So hutwicht, hungry, hutwixtut, get hungry, hutwixtut, got hungry now, hutwixtutlah. That's an example of how that complete aspect lambda drops before a hardening ending. The lambda of the continuous form does not drop in that way. So uct, inside continuous aspect, as in hutwicht, hungry. Hutwicht plus ut is pronounced hutwictlut. Hutwictlut. Notice that that lambda hardens. It does not drop. That shows us that the lambda of the continuous form and the lambda of the complete form are different kinds of lambda, if you follow me. There is one other emotion word that we haven't talked about yet, concerning how it forms its complete aspect form. This is nakmeha, meaning thirsty. Nakmeha ends in a vowel, and the regular way to form the complete aspect of stems that end in a vowel is either to add chit, that is C wedge I lambda, or E chit, that is long I C wedge I lambda. And as far as I know, both of these options are available for nakmeha, but the better one is E chit. So this is another thing that I'm not 100% certain about, because I haven't checked it with enough speakers, but I believe that the usual complete aspect form of nakmeha is nakmehechit. Nakmehechit. Short, long, long, short. Nakmehechit. So this ending echit is a complete aspect ending that is typical for words that end in a vowel. Another example would be tlpa, hot weather. Tlpichit, become hot weather. Tlatwa, central and northern word for paddling. Tlatwichit, start paddling. What these stems have in common is that they end in a vowel and they like to take ichit in the complete aspect. To summarize that discussion, we just talked about how feelings words form the complete aspect, and I divided feelings words into three main groups based on whether we chop off the continuous and add the complete aspect to the bare root, like we do with tuhuk, tuhshit. Another example of that is pusak, tired, pusshit, to get tired. There we add the complete aspect to the bare root. There are also words where we add the complete aspect on top of the continuous, and I believe that wa'uk is one of these. Wa'uk, shy, embarrassed. Wa'uk shit, become shy, become embarrassed. You have to memorize for each word which of these groups it falls into. Last, we saw that there was a third group of words that have special complete aspect forms that need to be memorized, but once you know the pattern, you can generalize that pattern to every word ending in that same ending. Words ending in ukt and sukt, of which we have several referring to feelings, all form their complete aspect with stut. So ukt, ukstut, sukt, sukstut. Similarly, the common ending ich, which means indoors or on the floor, has a special complete aspect form, which is pit. So to become sick is tapit. I'm about to open up some breakout rooms for you to practice talking about feelings. So I suggest that you start by talking only in the continuous aspect. Take turns asking each other, how are you? Are you hungry? Are you tired? Are you thirsty? How are you? And try different responses. I'm hungry. I'm tired. I'm sleepy. I'm angry. I'm sad. Then, once you've practiced the continuous aspect for about 10 or 15 minutes, I recommend practicing the complete aspect. So, imagine that you're volunteering your feeling. I just got hungry. Make me some food. I just got thirsty. Give me a drink. I just got sleepy. I'm going to go lie down. That'll be your second practice using the complete aspect, which is a little more complicated. When we use the complete aspect, it's also typical to use ut. So To give you a couple of examples, in the first exercise where we're only using the continuous, Josh might ask me, or I want to do Barkley Sound dialect, so Geneva might ask me, "Akanatlak," and I might respond, "Hatwiktlah," I'm hungry. Or Geneva might ask me, "Pusakhak," are you tired? And I would answer, "Ha'a pusakah," or "Wikah pusak," I am not tired. Then for the second exercise, we are announcing to each other how we've just started feeling. So if I've just started feeling tired, I would say, "Pus shi'atlah." Pus shi'atlah. Let's build that word. The root is pus, as in pusak, but we form the complete aspect on the bare root. So the complete aspect is pus shit. I'm going to add at, which gives me pus shi'atl, and then my mood ending is ma. Pus shi'atlah. So to build that word again from the root, it's pus, pus shit, pus shi'atl, pus shi'atlah. Let's do that with another one. I just got thirsty. Nakmeha, continuous. Nakmehe chit, complete. Nakmehe chi'atl, got thirsty now. Nakmehe chi'atlah, I just got thirsty. Nakoti is, bring me a drink.